I am your host, Henry Morgan. In 2 minutes, Ann Southern speaks. After the wild goose cries, played on by the Baja Marimba Band. Who can play everything from a blousy... Is that blousy or blousy? Don't write. We'll look it up. Should have done it before. Well, you can't win them all. Well, what am I talking about? Oh, it's Ann Southern is what we're getting to. She's been a blousy woman of the streets in the movies, and she played an automobile in television. Of course, everybody knows Ann Southern was heard as the car, but wasn't seen, and as everybody knows, she doesn't look like a car. She's an attractive lady who is best known for her role as Maisie in motion pictures. Monitor reporter Jack Eigen interviewed Ann Southern in Chicago.
When does one actually feel that he is a star or she is a star? When did you really feel that you had attained stardom? Was it after a picture? When did you get that feeling, Ann?
Well, I just don't think having your name above something or, special guest star or special guest star and all this nonsense makes a star. Mm-hmm. The public makes a star. And when you can draw tickets and ask people to come to the theater to see you, and they want to come and see you practically in anything that you're doing, then I think you are a real star.
Well, when do you feel it, though?
When did I feel?
Yeah, when did you feel it?
Well,
all
I
of
think
a sudden?
About the Maisies really did it for me, because I know that I had made about 4 or 5 Maisies, and I really already was then getting tired of doing them, and. I went to Mr. Mayer and said, we sort of stopped them now because I was tired of them. And he said, no, you cannot. And I said, well, why? And he said, I'll just show you the figures. And he brought up and showed me the books and the amount of money that the Maisie pictures made. And he said, your pictures are paying for a great many mistakes that we make here and other pictures. So I knew then that I was drawing people.
Louis B. Mayer, I think when they... Complete History of Motion Pictures is written, if they ever write that book. His name will be way up on top with Cecil B. DeMille's and all that sort of thing.
He created people. He really understood the star system. He created, I think, probably the greatest stars in our business. Garbo and Gable and Robert Taylor. I don't think... Well, Bogart was at Warner's. But, the star roster of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer was unprecedented.
Did you meet Garbo during your days with MGM?
Well, she was just leaving. As a matter of fact, I inherited her dressing room. And it was the only one in the Star building, you know, that had a private exit. And I inherited her private exit as well.
I guess that's because she wanted to be alone and she just kept that going. All
I found it very convenient at times, Jack.
It sure is, especially when you're not ready to sign the option. And did she leave anything in the dressing room? Did you find anything that she left?
No.
Nothing at all?
No, she was a very nice, clean, lovely, Swedish lady.
And a lady that I don't think used that as a gimmick, what I've heard about her in an interview that I had with Gaylord Houser one night, and I don't think anyone was closer to Garbo than Gaylord Houser, and he still corresponds with her. He says she never really put this on, he said, and she's...
No, she's frightened.
She never even said, I want to be alone. She once said, I wish the reporters would leave me alone.
Yes.
But he did tell me that her favorite sandwich was a raw onion sandwich on rye bread, which is enough to want to be alone, I would think, anyway.
Yeah, it'll keep you alone, I should think.
Well, I'm laughing at the raw onion. If you've ever heard one, you know what I mean. And if you ever ate one, you'd like this next number. Kiss Tomorrow Goodbye, Jane Morgan.
My last with you. Don't say a word. Don't even try. It's best that we kiss tomorrow goodbye.
One good song deserves another, so Jerry Vale will sing in 1 minute on the Monitor Beacon. And here, as advertised by gosh, is Jerry Vale singing a new song on Monitor. Have you seen The One I Love Go By?
She left me for a stranger. His sweet talk and fancy words did change her. I told her he'd leave her brokenhearted. I told her I'd find her when they parted. Oh, My heart cries, my heart cries for her sadly. I want her, I'll take her back so gladly.
There's something funny in Washington. There's something funny in Washington just about every week. And Ray Farkas of NBC News always finds it. Here's his report.
If anybody ever makes a study, it would show the rate of turnover higher in Washington than in any other city. Every election year, lots of people leave town, reluctantly, and others move in, hopefully. And when there's a change of party in the White House, the exodus reaches stampede proportions. It all comes down to politics being risky business, as Governor Nelson Rockefeller of New York was telling a Senate committee the other day.
I was trying to carry out, even though I had no responsibility for the administration, I was trying to carry out the spirit of the legislation and took a terrific beating politically, if you'll excuse me for saying so, in trying to support the laws established by the Congress.
That injury wasn't visible last November, Governor.
It was 6 months before.
Also aware of the occupational hazards of politics, Vice President Hubert Humphrey. He follows a famous comedian speaking to a meeting of the National Conference of Christians and Jews.
It's tough enough just to be vice president, but to have to follow Sam Levinson. The only relief that I get is the fact that he's my friend. And I feel at least that he didn't do it intentionally. But after I say to you how I feel following Sam Levinson, I'll think about how you feel when you only get the vice president and you were expecting the president. So we're even. Just a week ago, I was in a similar situation when I was attending what is known as the Alfalfa Club. They had a chap there that people said was a humorist. Name is Bob Hope. And he spoke just before I did. I don't know whether somebody in this country is trying to develop my character through adversity or not.
If there is any man in Washington aware of the temporary nature of his employment, it is Secretary of State Dean Rusk. No day would be complete without some sort of rumor about him losing his job. Rusk takes it in good nature as he speaks to a group of college administrators.
I must say that I feel very relaxed in being in a company of men whose job is tougher than mine. And if you're worried about the turnover in your profession, my staff tells me the other day that I've now dealt with more than 400 foreign ministers. And I remind you that I am the 54th Secretary of State serving the 36th President.
But that's the way it is in the Capitol. Temporary employment at best. Ray Farkas, NBC News, Washington.
Well, at least they always leave them laughing when they go, so that we can keep collecting the jokes from our nation's capital.
George Washington,
the Capitol Dome,
and bubble gum, there's General Grant. Jeopardy game.
It just occurs to me that there is something being more... Oh, boy. There's just something occurred to me wrong, but I'll straighten it out. There is a way... No, I'll never get it straightened out. Never get it straightened out. One of America's great ad-libbers, folks. Hanging by a noose of his own devising. I am trying to tell you that number was called What's More American, and they sing it than saying I am, and it is more American to be than to say. Well, you finally got there, son. That was Maurice Bauer and his singers and brass.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark to date. Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark to date. Have a lark to date. There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark to date. Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark to date. Have a lark to date.
There is nothing like a lark. Have one.
And in southern Louisiana, you heard it on KVOL Lafayette. All the NBC stations step in here while we bow out. There's more of Monitor right after NBC News on the hour.
Weekends are fun. So is Monitor on the NBC Radio Network.